So, Yama, you guys get the exact start you're looking for to this series, to that game. Do you expect them to be faster to start this game?
Oh, yeah. We expect them to come out pretty strong. Down a game, they're going to come out, with their best. And we're going to have to, do the same in our room and just build off the last game.
What do you attribute that fast start to when everyone was, even your coach said he wasn't sure how you guys were going to be able to respond 48 hours after that game seven?
Excitement. It's start of a new series. I thought we did a great job in the room here getting ourselves mentally wired. Coming off a quick turnaround from the Nashville series, it was a good way to start, and we just want to build off of it.
Game two of a series, carry any more importance trying to retain that home ice advantage versus what they're trying to do?
I think if you look, each game as we go is going to seem like it carries a little bit more. Every game is so important, and we've done a great job of focusing on little things that have gotten us where we are today, and we'll just keep with that mindset and make sure we stay up to speed. I think that's one of the biggest strengths of our team is playing quick, playing fast, and we'll try and do that as consistently as we can.
Game one came as expected as far as style of play and that.
Yeah, they're a quick team as well. We expect the series to just ramp up as we go. It's only going to get faster and faster, and we expect a very fast game tonight. Especially they're going to want to rebound, and we're going to want to try and keep our home ice.
Have you seen anything different from him in these playoffs than what we got used to seeing in the regular season?
Not much. I mean, he's been so good for so long now. One thing that you always see with Mark is the work he puts in outside of the games. And, a lot of people talk about it, but getting to see it firsthand every day, it's, he's such a young guy, but you can see guys who are even older than him, feed off of his preparation, his, professionalism. It's, I think it's pretty rare, especially for a guy that age, to be where he is in terms of getting ready for games and trying to become a better player, every day.
You guys, everyone prepares very seriously, but that attention to detail that he has, just how rare, I guess, is it even in this day and age?
Yeah, like you said, there's so many guys that, everyone prepares well. Everyone works hard. He just has a personality that I think you just notice it a little bit more. He's so positive. He's got a tremendous amount of energy, and he's just a great person to be around. And it's you definitely feed off of him for sure.
Do you think he's his own kind of leader, or does he pattern himself a bit after me?
It goes both ways, I think. Those two guys have really, you can tell they work together to really drive this team. And you can see some similarities, but there's also differences like any other leaders on a team. But those two guys are definitely two guys that really drive the pack.